listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the trap of success, reading to you from 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 12 and 13. Let's take a look at these verses. We read here. At that time, Berodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah was attentive to them and showed them all the house of his treasures, the silver and gold, the spices and precious ointment, and all his armory, all that was found among his treasures. There was nothing in his house or in all his dominion that Hezekiah did not show them. God was so good to King Hezekiah that he gave him 15 years more of life. But it was up to Hezekiah if those years would be lived out in wisdom and to the glory of God. This was a challenge that Hezekiah honestly did not meet very well. After his recovery from this illness, the king of Babylon sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and had recovered. Apparently, this was a gesture of kindness from the king of Babylon, showing concern to Hezekiah as fellow royalty. We read in our verses that Hezekiah was pleased with these gifts. We can only imagine that this was flattering for King Hezekiah. After all, Judah was a lowly nation with little power, and Babylon was at that time what you might call a junior superpower. To receive attention and recognition from the king of Babylon must have really made Hezekiah feel that he was important. So what did he do? Hezekiah, the king of Judah, showed them the house of his treasures. Hezekiah probably wanted to please these envoys from Babylon and wanted to show them that they should be impressed with him. So he did everything he could to impress them. And he showed them the very best riches of the royal household, and he showed them everything. After all, we read in our verses, there was nothing in his house or in all his dominion that Hezekiah did not show them. As the coming rebuke from Isaiah the prophet will demonstrate, this was nothing but proud foolishness on Hezekiah's part. He was in the dangerous place of wanting to please and impress men, especially ungodly men. Hezekiah faced and failed under a temptation that's common to many, especially those who are serving the Lord. It's the temptation of success. Many men who stand strong against the temptations of failure and weakness, they fail under the temptations of success and strength. You might say that success led Hezekiah to sin in at least five ways. In pride, in that he was proud of the honors that the Babylonians brought. In ingratitude, that he took honor to himself that really belonged to the Lord. In abusing the gifts given to him, where he took the gifts and the favors to his own honor and gratification of his own lusts. In carnal confidence, that he trusted in the coalition that he had made with the king of Babylon, and he sinned in missing an opportunity, in that he had a great opportunity to testify to the Babylonian envoys about the greatness of God and the Lord's blessing on Judah, but instead, he glorified himself. What a list! Pride, ingratitude, abusing gifts, carnal confidence, and missing opportunity. Those are five grievous sins. So, dear brother or sister, as God gives you success, be grateful, but also be careful. Watch out for the trap of success and be on guard today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.